You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Are you tired of the I can't mindset? The I'm not good enough mindset? Do you feel like your negative thoughts control your life? Well, you came to the right place. Because in the next 30 minutes, you will learn how to break free from the limiting mindset of anxiety, fear, victimization, depression, trauma, and self-hatred by reprogramming your subconscious mind. It's time to master your mind with Dr. Erica.
Hello, good people, and welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Today is a good day. I just want everyone to take a deep breath and release. And just one more deep breath and release. Oh, that feels so good. I think that's the first deep breath I took today. But I am excited about my guest today, Amanda Hainline, and I'm excited to share with you this whole new area of energy healing. And, I'm a psychologist. I've been practicing for over 23 years. And in the work that I do just with mental health, emotional health, and trauma, I'm always looking for new strategies, new, techniques and tools that will help the people that I work with to make change and transformation. And so I'm learning just as you're learning. I'm excited about it. I know that one of the things that I do that I love every day is I use CBD. And I often share with you the benefits of CBD because every human walking has an endocannabinoid system. And our endocannabinoid system helps create that homeostasis because we are so off balance in a lot of what we're experiencing on our day-to-day, whether it be stress or toxins in the air, or the foods that we eat, or just the emotional state that we're sometimes in. And so we need the help. We need the help from our endocannabinoid system. And when you use CBD daily, it helps provide that full body effect because we have receptor sites in every organ in our body that receives CBD. And I just like to remind people that CBD comes from the hemp plant. It doesn't come from marijuana. It has less than 0.3% THC in it. So it doesn't get you high. It doesn't have that psychoactive property, but it does have medicinal benefits. And so it's, it is really a new science, this endocannabinoid system. And so I really encourage you to try it, to learn more. I'm always providing information on it and on prior podcasts and on my website. I do therapy. I do coaching. I'm offering workshops. So please take a look. It is healthyminds.expert because we are all going through a human experience and emotionally, we need to be healthy. And so I'm excited to bring on my guest today. Her name is Amanda Hainline, and she has such a unique experience. She has been a revered energy healer for the past 15 years, working with clients all over the globe. She is an intuitive healer, clairvoyant, audiovoyant, clairsentient, I hope I'm saying that right, medium, channel, and author. She loves bringing the world of energy healing to others through teaching, hands-on healing, and distance work. Unlike many others in the field, she did not intentionally pursue a spiritual life. In her 30s, she was suffering from depression and struggling to carry the load of motherhood. Seeking the aid of an energy healer, she had an initial session that reduced her anxiety, but the second session changed her life. She went from being a suburban mom to a full-blown psychic in 30 seconds. 30 seconds, okay? A spontaneous kundalini awakening blew open all of her chakras at the same time, thrusting her into the psychic realm instantly. To her utter shock, three angels ultimately arrived in her living room, proclaiming they would teach her how to heal people. After initially challenging them, she finally gave in and allowed them to guide her to start healing herself and others. And today, Amanda Hainline is an emotional freedom mentor, intuitive healer, and author of the book, Feel Better in 5 Minutes, an empowering guide to gain control over your emotions. In Feel Better in 5 Minutes, she shares 79 emotional freedom methods to help others gain freedom from anxiety, depression, and stress that are rampant today to help themselves and others. You can learn more at AmandaHainline.com. Welcome, Amanda. We all need these 79 principles and techniques. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for that amazing introduction. Yes, I loved writing the book. It's been a joy to start sharing this with people and see the transformation that people are starting to experience with the book. It's a very feel-good thing. You know, it's a different way of applying it because I've worked one-on-one with people for so many years. And then people starting to write me and say, oh my gosh, this helped me and that helped me. And it feels really good to see people starting to pick it up and use these techniques that I've found to work with people over the years. So it's an exciting thing. I'm very excited that the book's out and it's starting to be picked up. So yeah.
And I think that what you are teaching and your special gifts are so much right now needed with everything that everyone has been experiencing, you know, through the pandemic and just everything, the stress, the changes in our lives. And so I just want you to just tell me a little bit about this journey because it just sounds so surreal.
It was surreal. I mean, if someone else was telling me they went through that, I'd be like, are you sure? Like, you sure you're not just crazy, you know? I mean, because it was such a shock, you know, when I had that second session and I had this, started having these feelings. I didn't have a word for it. I didn't know what had happened to me. It was 8 years after I had that experience that I actually even had a term for it. I was just like, I just feel crazy and all these things are happening. So whenever you have an experience like this, what happens is it's kind of like, imagine all of your traumas being contained in a box and all of your experiences being contained in a box and you tuck them away inside your energy system, inside your physical body and all these neat little places, you know, and you can access those through EMDR and all kinds of different amazing, you know, psychology techniques. But what happened was somebody just, it was like a Pandora's box. They just blew the lid open. And so when that happened, all of these traumas and all this unprocessed stuff that I had over my lifetime started, I started having these barrage of PTSD episodes that I couldn't control. I'd have flashes before my eyes, like, you know, things were happening again, you know, all the pets that I had lost growing up, you know, every tirade that, you know, a parent had or a school teacher, you know, in my face screaming at me, all that stuff. I would be sitting there and someone would say something or it would just come on. And all of a sudden I would start, you know, having a panic attack and I would run in my closet and close the door and scream and throw a fit and come back out and like ready for dinner, you know? And it was just, crazy. And on top of that, I started feeling all of these other people's emotions that were around me. I would go to the grocery store and come home and feel so full of negative gunk and having to purge that energy because it was like, we have an energetic immune system. And what happened was mine was basically ripped off. And so I was just completely exposed and very, very raw. I felt like a sensitive tooth walking around, you know, picking up all of this extraneous stuff all the time. And then hearing voices and seeing things that weren't there and kind of having my reality really deconstructed. And I had someone ask me, it was a podcast, he was a doctor, and he goes, how is this different from a psychotic break? And I said, it's not. It's very much the same. And I said, the difference was I had some sort of recognition that it had something to do with energy because that's when it had happened. If it had happened any other way, I wouldn't have connected those dots. And so I said, you know, I decided not to go to the medication route. I decided to go back to energy healers and just keep doing that because I had known people in my life that had gone the the medication route, and it was extremely difficult for them. And I watched them struggle for a lot of years with it. And I thought, I just can't, it's not for me, you know? And I think it's life-saving for a lot of people, but for me particularly, I just didn't feel like it was a good fit. So going back to these energy healers and starting to understand that the energy that was coming into contact with me, what I was experiencing and how I was feeling, was in direct correlation with where my vibration was sitting at the time. I had a lot of trauma. I had a lot of this negative energy inside of me. And that's why the stuff was able to connect with me. And so like attracts like. The more I released the energy behind the traumas, the more I released all of these negative emotions I was carrying, the lighter and lighter I got, and the easier it was for me to maintain kind of really my sanity and get back to a place of feeling like I was a whole person versus just this crazy person walking around trying to cope daily. So it took about 6 months. And then, like you said, the angel showed up in my living room, wasn't planning on, you know, doing healing work, was not on my radar. I argued with them. I said, have you seen my life? I'm just saying, you know, it's a mess. I'm in the middle of a house remodel. I'm in a crazy marriage that's really tough. I'm raising two little kids. They're 2 and 5 years old. I do not have time to do this. You know, I can't even take care of myself. How am I going to take care of other people? And they said, we'll teach you everything you need to know. Don't worry about it. And then people started showing up in my life to help. So, and that's, you know, everything I've learned from them. I haven't taken classes anywhere or done anything like that. So, and it's pretty amazing. They'll teach me a technique and then I'll hear somebody say, oh, do you know how to da 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 da? And I'm like, well, explain it to me. You know, explain that technique you're talking about. And they'll say, I'm like, oh yeah, I do that. You know, it's just, I don't have these names for it because I'm not really in the realm of kind of the energy healing. I'm in the energy healing world, but I'm not kind of it because I haven't studied. I wasn't a seeker. And so it's just kind of a strange paradigm that I've got with it. But the techniques in the book are ones that I've been taught by my guides over the years to help clients. And then I've had clients come in and say, oh, this person taught me this and it was really helpful. And so I've incorporated a lot of things from my clients. And, you know, my husband came in with a lot of knowledge when I met him. And so it's just been this culmination of all these things over the years and then testing them out and seeing what works for people. And so that's how I came upon the techniques in the book. And that's why I chose to share them with everyone because they're so effective.
I mean, that is such an amazing story. And, you know, I know because I've, you know, been interviewing a lot of people, I always am learning about new things. And the area of energy medicine is really powerful because you don't realize how such a simple technique could have such a profound effect on you. And sometimes I think people, though, who either don't have a faith or I don't know if, do you have to have a religion or do you, you know, how do you help people understand? Because a lot of people don't even understand that we're all energy or don't understand that we're spiritual beings having a human experience. How do you present this to them to even begin to teach?
That's a really good question. I was looking for water. sorry. That's a really good question. It depends on where that person is at. You know, I've had everything from people being very much in their head, very cerebral, to just like crossed arms, like, I don't believe anything you're saying. And when people say that, like, I think that's a bunch of bunk. I'm like, that's totally fine that you think that. I have nothing on that. And I totally respect your opinion. And they're like, huh? You know, because they're trying to be a little bit, that's their defense mechanism, you know? And I'll say, hey, I totally get it. Like, I didn't believe any of it either. I actually had a part in a play that was in my church when I was growing up that made fun of what I do now. When I was 14 years old, I walked into the office and I said, I want this part. And it was a short part. It was hysterical, you know, in this church play. And so like, that's irony in it for me. I said, there's been a time in my life when I didn't believe it. I was raised Southern Baptist. That was not okay to have these experiences. It was taught that it was, you know, you're a false prophet if you can see the future or whatever, you know? And so that was something that was definitely deconstructed during that time for me. So when people come in and they're skeptical or they're not quite sure, I meet them where they're at. And I give them analogies, you know, I say I give them, really, I start seeing and feeling things that will, that they can relate to. Whether that's, I mean, with guys, a lot of times it's mechanical things. I'm like, well, you know, when your alternator's doing this and things are just a little bit out of tune, how you do this and that, they're like, oh yeah, you know? And so it's really interesting how that works. There are people that are more into science, and I'll relate it to quantum mechanics or quantum physics, and saying, you know, those theories, and kind of using that as a bridge for people to understand, because I'm very science minded. I'm very logical minded. And, but I also come from a world of energy as well. So being able to bridge those gaps for people and help them understand and relate, even if it's like, well, you know, have you ever had a dream, or you're thinking about someone and then they called you, you know, there's quantum science at work there, you know, and that's also intuition, and it's all the same thing. And people start to go, oh, maybe, you know, and it kind of opens the door for them to have an understanding of it. And I say, you know, think about your physical body. And you think about the cardiovascular system, the nervous system, the, you know, all of those things. And back in the, you know, the dark ages, it's like people would say, oh, just take the blood out if you're having a problem, you know, and they have slugs on them or whatever, you know, it's like, and then we started to learn, you know, as people were, it went through, you know, cadavers, and people started operating on people. And, you know, we learned science, and we're like, oh, you have all these systems in your body. And I said, you know, the energy system is no different. It's just, you can't see it, just like you can't see your emotions. And then they're like, oh, then the light bulb kind of goes up. Okay, maybe there's something to this, you know? And so then I start saying, you know, we're really body, mind, spirit, but what does that mean exactly? You know, spirit to me is, it's your soul, but your energy system is really the interface between your physical body and your soul. It's like the diagnostic interface in my mind. When I'm working with somebody, that's kind of what I say. They're like, oh, okay. Not that I'm diagnosing anything, but it's this interface that says, this is what's going on. This is what we need to tweak. This is what we need to change. And so then when I work with people and they can see the difference, they're like, oh, I feel more relaxed, or wow, this person called me and, you know, we resolved this conflict we've had for 20 years and it just came out of nowhere and I didn't even have to contact them. I'm like, well, yes, because energetically you started to heal, and that's the basis of everything. And so getting people to understand the correlation between those pieces is really cool to see it when they start to have those aha moments, because, you know, they're like, oh my gosh. And then they want to go out and tell everyone. They're like, my family thinks I'm crazy. I'm like, well, that's okay. You know, it's okay. Are you feeling a difference? Are you? And so sometimes there's some push and pull that comes with them having these realizations that I have to talk them through, you know, but releasing those traumas and the energy from the traumas and all of that starts to really shift people's lives. And it opens up the possibilities for them. It really opens up their minds and their hearts to these possibilities. And when people are in these difficult relationships, abusive relationships, and they start working on themselves, they start seeing things other than survival as an option. They start seeing, okay, I don't have to live moment to moment. There's other things that I can work towards. And they start seeing they start getting the confidence, and they start having those feelings of like, oh, wow, maybe I could go do this or could go do that. And that's a possibility for me. And so those are always really empowering, amazing things that I witness when people start working on themselves. Their lives and their minds start to really open up, which is amazing.
I love that, because I think so much of the work that I do is helping people heal from the past, heal from, like you were talking about, the traumas or those past experiences that change and shifted the way they think, that limits right. them. And it contributes right. to the limitations and what they want for themselves and in what they can even conceive for their future. And so, you know, it's just so powerful what you're saying. Can you talk a little bit about some of the techniques that might facilitate that release? Because I'm talking emotional, psychological, mental thoughts, but you're talking about energy.
Right, exactly. So whenever you talk about energy, what I've found is that when you start, if you're working on the psychology and you're struggling with that and you're having trouble talking and you have a lot of shame around what you're saying, and it makes it really hard to let go, like you were saying, you know, the letting go, the releasing is difficult, because there's an element of that. If you're saying I am depressed, I am angry, I am says that's my identity. Your subconscious and your energy system and the universe, like, that's my identity. I can't release who I am from myself. That doesn't make any sense. So what I say to people, the first thing is you need to change your verbiage, and that will help to change your mindset on this one thing. And it's just, instead of saying I am depressed or I am angry or sick, you say I am experiencing this instead. And what that does is it separates it in your mind from it's an experience. It's not who I am as a person. And so I've seen people over and over again go, oh, okay, there's nothing wrong with you. It's just you're experiencing things. So that's kind of step one. And then a really simple technique that I start with in the book is just really calling up the emotion. Everybody has a go-to emotion, whether that's anxiety or frustration or anger or whatever, that they kind of tend to experience over and over. People that have a lot of traumas and different things like that. So I say, call up that emotion. You know, you're feeling the anxieties. I choose to release this anxiety and anything that it's attached to. And you just imagine it bubbling up out of your body and floating out of the room. Send out a window. You don't want to walk back through that muck and pick it back up, you know, and just doing that over and over again. And just every time it comes up, calling that up. And the biggest thing really is the key to getting deeper easily is saying, and whatever it's attached to, because what you're doing is you're basically pulling that weed out by the roots, and all of the little pieces of energy, all of the bits of emotion and trauma and all of that stuff that's stuck in there starts to come out a little bit more and more, a piece at a time, so that you're digging deeper without even realizing it. So you're not having to sit with the trauma deeply and really dig in when it's super painful or there's a lot of emotional charge. You can take that off so that psychologically it becomes easier to get to those things. And talk therapy is more effective. And all of the things that you've been trying to do that you seem to be blocked with are actually going to start working better. Your health is going to start improving. You're going to want to eat healthier. You're going to want to go for a walk or stretch or go to yoga or whatever. It really changes your mindset from the core versus trying to just make your mind do something. It's kind of like cleaning up a demolition site with a toothbrush. When you start trying to just work with like intentions, they're like upsetting intentions. I'm like, okay, you really need to start with the energy first, because that's going to help you to automatically shift that mindset. So that really small exercise is a super easy way to get started with energy work without having to like know a lot of energy stuff. You know, it's just a really simple way to do it.
I love that. And I love the fact that you say, I choose to release it, because mm-hmm. I think that choosing is the key. Like you were saying, people are attached. That is their identity. And so what happens when I let go of the anxiety or the depression? Who am I? This is who I've been for 30 years or 40 years. And like you said, everything is attached to it. Why? Because usually your experience repeats itself. So it's not just one trauma. It's multiple traumas until you release it. I love this. Awesome. I love it. What else? What else is something that they could use? I love this idea. I choose to release it. I call it up. Whatever it's attached to, I let it go. I'm getting rid of it.
Release it. And if you feel resistance to that, that's okay, because it's an awareness. And you say, I choose to release the resistance I have to letting this go. I choose to release the anxiety related to letting this go. And you just kind of dig on it a little bit. In really 5 minutes, you can get a lot of work done in 5 minutes, a lot of work. Because once you learn this technique, it's super fast and easy. Another good one is grounding for people. People that have a lot of trauma and anxiety tend to, what I say, pull their roots up out of the ground and like run around like a chicken with their head cut off, as we say in Texas. So what you need to do actually is ground yourself. So digging your roots into the ground, envision, if you're feeling frantic, if you're feeling like you're not getting anything done, stop, close your eyes, imagine roots going into the ground from the bottoms of your feet and digging way, way deep into the ground, and feel yourself settle. when you ground your energy like that, it's a very calming, focusing, intentive thing. And then if you want to add something on, breathe up through those roots, the bottom of your feet. Imagine breathing up that energy into your body and then releasing the anxiety through your mouth. That's a really good way to calm yourself. Whatever, you know, if you're nervous in traffic, before a meeting, whatever it is, that's a super easy thing that you can do to really help yourself. And you don't have to actually be outside on the ground. You can be in a high rise. You can be laying in bed and do it. It doesn't really matter. You can do it wherever you are.
That's a great one too, because I think oftentimes our minds are constantly racing. And so for those people who have a difficult time shutting their minds off, you know, really stopping the mental piece in the racing thoughts, it puts them in their body instead, right. Gets them yes. out of the head and puts them more in touch with the body and allows them to release it. Even though it's emotional, it's energetic, but it's all connected.
Exactly. One more thing that is actually not in the book that I would love to share. And I didn't want to get into this in the book because it was a little too much on the energy side of things. This is more like a toe dip book for people. But one of the things that I do, you mentioned shutting your mind off, and this is what brought me to this, is I will imagine a bucket in a well, and all of your energy centers are well, and you have all this energy up here in your head, and you just take the bucket and you drop it down through your well, and imagine the middle of yourself as a well. And it helps to draw that energy out of your head, because when you try to process everything in your head, your energy centers are meant to metabolize different types of energy, different types of tasks, different emotions. And so when you're trying to process everything with this chakra, it's like, you know, it's like trying to stir a pot of soup with your left foot. Like, how hard is that? It's really, really tough, right? You're trying to do everything with your left foot in your life. It's not going to work, right? So that's the same. You're doing that with your energy system. So if you drop that energy bucket down through the center of you all the way down to the ground, what you're doing is you're drawing that energy down through your system, and you're allowing your body to metabolize that. And it helps to calm your mind, balance your energy system, and turn your mind off. So that's a really powerful thing. And you'll start coming to resolutions that you wouldn't have been able to get to if you didn't do that. So it's a really powerful exercise as well.
That's amazing. So are you envisioning the thoughts in the bucket?
Yes, you can actually put the thoughts in the bucket if you want okay. to pile it all in there, just stuff it full. If you need to do like multiple buckets, do that. And just pull it down through, you know, just like you'd lower.
Right. Just like lower a bucket into a well. I love it.
And if you're sensitive at all to energy or feeling, you'll start feeling that energy kind of going through and filling out the rest of your body. It's really cool. It's really cool when you practice that. And it does take practice, and you'll kind of notice that energy go back up and you'll start thinking again. And it's rewiring yourself energetically. So it's a super powerful exercise. Yes.
I love that. And one more thing, we got 2 minutes. I noticed that when I started meditating, I could feel my body vibrate. Is that something good or what? Tell me a little bit.
It's a thing. Yes. When you start meditating, it does. Your energy system will start to vibrate. Sometimes you start to tingle or feel warm or feel cold. You'll start to have these sensations because the energy is starting to flow through your body. It's like getting circulation back to a hand that has been cut off from circulation for a while. You have the funky feeling, right? It vibrates, it feels all weird. And that's your energy system is opening back up, and you're starting to get circulation back in you again. And it's just going to make you feel so much better.
Yeah, it does feel good.
Let me know how that goes for you.
Okay, I love it. Okay, so we've got 1 minute and a half left. Tell my listeners where they can get the book, where they can learn about you, where they can, you know, just learn more about what you're doing.
Great. Okay. So my website, AmandaHainline.com, and it's H-A-I-N-L-I-N-E. So AmandaHainline.com. You can also follow me on Instagram at AKHainline. And I have a group on Facebook called Daily Energy with Amanda Hainline that is really fun that we're running right now. And then, I'm on Facebook otherwise. And then you can message me on Instagram or or my website. So very exciting. And my book is on Amazon and Barnes and Noble. Feel Better in 5 Minutes, an empowering guide to gain control over your emotions.
I love it. Any last words of wisdom or nugget of information you want to offer before we end?
Well, what I like to say is everyone has an energy system. Everyone can come to a place of awareness and wholeness within their lives and themselves. You are full of possibilities. Everyone is full of possibilities. You just have to be willing to take the step, call up the awareness, release those negative emotions, and step into who you fully are truly.
I love that. Thank you so much. Thank you for your presence, your energy, your time. And I'm just excited. I'm excited about these new techniques and tools to share with the people that I work with. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me. I've really enjoyed it.
Thanks for listening to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. We will be back next with another terrific episode that will allow you to master your mind. Please visit hemphappier.com for more information about Dr. Erica and CBD oil. See you next week.